Breeze.
Only wanna have a good time, so you're living in your wrist life.
The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF. Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good morning. This is your weekly recap, and these are your headlines. UPND bar density attacked at Gary Combo. UPND Lusaka mayoral aspirant Kitty Nanyangwe, 12 others arrested. Kenya court ends 10 sex prosecutions. And Kwazi secures Super League survival as Jesco United win in Kabwe.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. UPND cadre violently attacked former Mazaboka Member of Parliament, trying to block him from filing his nomination to recontest his seat as an independent lawmaker. And Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, condemned the attack, urging the Electoral Commission of Zambia to proactively engage political parties and strengthen the enforcement of the Electoral Code of Conduct to prevent escalating tensions from worsening ahead of the 2026 general elections. TIZ Executive Director Moses Nyambe emphasized the importance of preserving public confidence in the electoral process as the country approaches the polls, stating that this can only be achieved if all stakeholders commit to peaceful conduct, political tolerance, internal party democracy, gender inclusion, and full respect for constitutional rights. Mr. Nyambe also affirmed that TIZ will continue to monitor the pre-election environment and engage relevant stakeholders to promote peaceful, transparent, inclusive, and credible elections that reflect the democratic aspirations of the Zambian people.
TIZ is very deeply concerned by the reports of violence, intimidation, and the political tension witnessed during the filing of nomination papers in several parts of the country. Now, we believe that such acts have no place in our electoral process, and we condemn them in the strongest terms. Elections are a democratic exercise that must be characterized by peace, by tolerance, fairness, and respect for the rule of law. And violence and intimidation during the nomination process not only threaten public safety, but they also undermine the integrity and credibility of the electoral environment even before campaigns officially begin. The incidents that have been witnessed